From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll meet with North Korea's leader in Singapore next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The president says the meeting will happen June 12th, ending suspense over the details of a historic meeting between a sitting American president and a North Korean leader about denuclearization. He said he wanted the meeting at the heavily fortified border between the two Koreas, but most of his advisors favored holding it in Singapore.
Sagar Magani reporting for the Associated Press. In a recently released report, U.S. military investigators blamed contradictory and ambiguous procedures for a botched special forces operation in Niger that resulted in the deaths of four U.S. soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers last year. General Tom Waldhauser, who heads the U.S. Africa Command, says he's already ordered some changes to how U.S. forces in Africa carry out missions.
I have directed additions to the minimal equipment requirements for the special operations team that work for Special Operations Command Africa, ensuring that their security posture is enhanced. This includes increased firepower for force protection.
An 8-page summary of the findings released Thursday concluded no single failure or deficiency was the sole reason for the October 4th, 2017 ambush by Islamic State-linked fighters. The U.S. says it is looking for allied support to force Iran into new negotiations over its nuclear weapons development and military advances in the Middle East in the aftermath of President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 international pact restraining Tehran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning discussions with allies in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia in an effort to win their support and pressure Iran. This is VOA News. In an interview with Andrea Mitchell on the Today Show, Vice President Mike Pence was asked if he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election was a hoax.
It's been about a year since this investigation began. Our administration's provided over a million documents. We've fully cooperated in it. And in the interest of the country, I think it's time to wrap it up. And I would very respectfully encourage the special counsel and his team to bring their work to completion.
There is no indication, however, that Mueller is close to ending his year-long probe. His legal team has been negotiating with Trump's lawyers over whether the president will sit for an interview and under what terms, such as the topics to be discussed, the length of the questioning, and whether Mr. Trump would testify under oath. Israel said its fighter jets struck dozens of Iranian military targets inside of Syria overnight in response to rocket attacks by Iranian forces on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military said its airstrikes focused on intelligence sites, weapons storage, and logistics centers, and the jets also destroyed several Syrian air defense systems. AP correspondent Aaron Heller tells us that Iran's strategy is to widen its military presence in the Middle East.
What's happened in the last few weeks is that Iran is getting far more entrenched in Syria. They've been a major backer of Syrian President Bashar Assad. It looks like he's headed towards victory over there. And they're trying to really expand the reach that they have in the entire region, like they're doing in Yemen and other places as well.
Meanwhile, the White House has condemned the Iranian rocket attacks as an unacceptable and highly dangerous development for the entire Middle East. In a statement issued Thursday morning, the White House said Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps bears full responsibility for the consequences of its reckless actions. The 92-year-old former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, has stunned the world by emerging from retirement to win Wednesday's parliamentary election. He and his coalition of opposition parties, called the Alliance of Hope, have toppled the National Front Coalition, the party that ruled Malaysia since it became independent in 1957. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could soon send boulders and ash shooting out of its summit crater in the kind of explosive eruption last displayed nearly a century ago. Scientists said Wednesday the risk of an explosive summit eruption will rise in coming weeks as magma drains down the flank of the volcano toward the area lava started erupting from fissures in a residential neighborhood just last week. A summit explosion could also release ash, steam, and sulfur dioxide. Kilauea has destroyed 36 structures, including 26 homes thus far. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.